Since May, two college co-eds at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington have been murdered. Their presumed attackers were both fellow students who concealed their criminal histories when they applied to the school. Some students would like the school to conduct criminal background checks on all of its applicants. Jessica Jones of member station WUNC reports.
Most of UNC Wilmington's 7,000 or so undergraduates are gone for the summer, but junior Bridget Bird is around. She's working at the campus pool. She loves being a student here because she says it feels like being part of a big family.
It's a small campus, so you see the same people every day. It's not like you ever really run into people that you don't know a whole lot. And then when you think about, wow, there was a murderer walking around campus, it's kind of crazy.
One of Bird's classmates was raped and strangled in a dorm room in May. Police have charged a student. Another co-ed was killed in June, shot to death by a former student who then shot himself. Both of the presumed attackers lied when asked about their criminal pasts on their applications. One of the attackers, who had a record of sexual assault and violence against women, said he thought he wouldn't get in if he told the truth. Bird thinks criminal background checks could weed applicants like that out.
They definitely should do background checks. I mean, it's just part of life. It's horrible that that's how we live, but you can't trust everyone.
Right now, if applicants reveal criminal histories, admissions officers usually request more information, but they don't run background checks. Students and parents have been so upset that the state university system has appointed a task force to study whether to run background checks on all applicants. Terry Curran is the dean of students at UNC Wilmington.
Ultimately, I think we all feel the same way. Let's do everything we can to make sure that we're making our campuses as safe for our students as possible.
Right now, there aren't any universities that run criminal background checks on prospective undergraduates. Some nursing schools run checks on applicants. Some schools of education check on prospective teachers. Background checks for certain jobs aren't unusual. Yet some say when it comes to admitting students into college, admissions officers shouldn't assume people with criminal histories will keep committing crimes.
The assumption has to be that if the student is not incarcerated, that whatever punitive measures society deemed appropriate have already been exacted.
Barmak Nasirian is with the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers. He says admissions officers shouldn't be put in the position of deciding which crimes, whether serious or not, merit rejection letters.
It really is not comforting to be told that amateurs will be making those decisions, and admissions professionals are professionals at admissions and amateurs at criminal justice matters.
Some incoming freshmen aren't comfortable with the idea of background checks either, even though in most states juvenile criminal records are sealed after an offender turns 16. At a recent freshman orientation, 18-year-old Katie Beal said the idea felt intrusive. Since juvenile records are sealed, she says students know colleges can't check up on their entire history, and it would be easy to lie.
For something minor that had already been erased off my record, I don't think it would be that big of a deal.
University administrators plan to meet throughout the summer to talk about implementing background checks. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Wilmington, North Carolina.